And I'm here with the chef, Kenneth, who's been with Panasonic for over 20 years. Hi, chef. How are you?
Paul, great to be here. Thanks for coming in to see the Panasonic Home Appliance Pavilion here at 2016 CES.
All right. Beautiful. Now, I didn't know Panasonic would have an item like this. I'm using a Panasonic camera to shoot this with.
Absolutely.
And that part I knew. So is this a Panasonic gluten-free, sans gluten machine? And how does that work?
Correct. Well, Panasonic does have a bread maker. Bread has become very, very popular throughout with the varying types of flour and products you can make. People may not want store-bought bread, or they may want fresh bake when they wake up in the morning. And Panasonic is able to do that. However, many breads contain, most flour, wheat flours contain gluten, which is a protein. And there are some people that have sensitivities to it, and up to and including full-blown diseases known as celiac. With that in mind, Panasonic has developed a gluten-free bread maker. There are gluten-free flour options out there, but the process to make gluten-free flour and gluten-free bread is completely different. So we use the software within the machine to make that happen. Those particular processes, particular methodology to make and proof and rise and bake the best gluten-free bread there are. So there are a couple of other options about this gluten-free bread maker that's nice. So two of the things that it includes is an automatic yeast dispenser. So bread can be prepared the night before, and then the yeast is dropped in at the right time for proofing. It also includes a fruit and nut dispenser. No one wants to go out and spend big dollars for beautiful jumbo cashews only to have them ground up during the during the mixing and dough development stage. So what Panasonic does is it will go through the dough development stage massively and horrifically beating the dough to develop the flour and so on, and then automatically at the right time a button will press this, the trap door will allow to fall in the beautiful nuts or dried fruits that you purchased, and then that paddle will slowly incorporate it into your developed dough. Now when you cut open the bread, you have beautiful pieces of dried fruit or whatever it is that you added to your wonderful bread.
You know, I feel when you said the slowly, I can feel you being the chef that you are. Because you experience this. You're in harmony. You're at one with this.
It so closely resembles the basic original processes for making bread. That's why you're getting that from me.
Because I got it, yeah. That's a beautiful thing. All right, two last quick questions.
Yes,
sir. Peace mean to you? What is peace? Well, let me ask you first. What's good news for you?
What's good news?
Yeah.
Good news is happy customers. I never want to put a product on the market that's going to make people unhappy with their end product. There are very few things you put into your mouth. Everybody loves to eat. We're getting to know good food in today's economy. People are so food aware. Panasonic makes products that make people appreciate what they eat.
Tell me about some of the other Panasonic products for food that I'm maybe not aware of. Are these, is that one? That's something over there too?
All right, we'll go over what we have right now real quick, and then we'll take a little look into the future when it comes to Panasonic. Panasonic right now, if you look over on the wall, we have a unique technology in our microwave ovens called inverter technology, which actually lowers the power in the microwave in their lower power settings. Every other microwave in the world turns high power on and off in the lower power settings. What Panasonic does through inverter technology, it actually lowers the power consistently all the way through. So to draw an analogy, imagine poaching fish. Put the fish in and you bring the liquid up to a boil and then stop boiling it. You bring it up to a boil and stop boiling. Not truly a good way to poach. Well, in the lower power settings in any other microwave, that's what would be happening when you're poaching fish. In the inverter, in the lower power settings, you're going to get a nice, gentle simmer. Just like we were talking about with the bread maker, it gets back to the traditional methodology of how things should be cooked. That's what Panasonic's after. Additionally, one of the things you'll see here is an industrial design feature that we've developed. Historically, Panasonic products come from different factories, from different engineers. We're trying to coalesce the look, feel, and operation of all of our kitchen appliances. So going forward, what you're going to see is icon-driven products. This will tell you which one you may want to pick, and it'll navigate you through to the next step that you need to do. But it'll give you an idea. It almost navigates you through what you need to do. So you're going to see it in our high power blender and a couple of the other products that we currently sell. There you see another blender, a food processor, and even a small chopper. And as I promised before, a little look into the future. A countertop convection oven, toaster, oven, convection, using halogen light, IR, and a couple of other technologies that I really can't talk about right now. But that's a little glimpse into the future. But if you notice, it's the same look and feel and industrial design.
Slow juicer?
Slow juicer, absolutely.
Slow means, why is it a slow juicer? Because you take the fruit and the liquidity out of it slowly?
We do. Doing it at a slower pace retains more nutrients, and it also equally separates out the liquid and the particulate. And what you're now able to do is drink the liquid and maybe utilize the particulate in, let's say, a fruit bread or a nut bread or whatever else you want to use the particulate that comes out of the juicer.
This guy knows his stuff.
We're tying together Panasonic products. Better life, better world moving forward. One of the things that also comes with Panasonic for the life of Panasonic products is tech support. We're the only commercial appliance company that has on staff full-time certified chefs, home economists, food scientists, all to support our kitchen products.
That's what I always need.
Absolutely, Paul.
This is great stuff.
Thank you for coming to the 2016 CEO.
I asked you what's good news for you, and I think you shared a lot of that. But we're very involved with the International Day of Peace, World Peace. And I know Panasonic is an extremely socially responsible corporation out of Secaucus, New Jersey, and historically from Japan and Asia. What does peace mean to you, I would say, and your own situation?
Well, I can answer that two ways, both corporately and individually. From a corporate standpoint, when it comes to world peace, and peace in general, within our community and within our company, our founder always wanted to give back to the community. It became untenable staying in Secaucus, but we wanted to stay in New Jersey. We were committed to the state, we were committed to the local environment. So with collaboration with Newark, New Jersey, we built a LEEDS Platinum building in the middle of Newark, New Jersey to build our new North American headquarters.
A lot of good stuff here. Thank you.
A lot of good stuff there. Also from a standpoint of ecology and proper use of the world's resources, you couldn't do better than a microwave oven. It cooks foods quickly. It's only using energy when it's operating. And when it's not cooking, it's a paperweight. We have a little bit of a energy usage from the display, but that's about it. So we always look at all of our products to be the most efficient. We're not going to be gluttonous with the use of energy or resources, so that contributes to peace as well.
Good man. Thank you so much.
All the best, sir. Thank you.